Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. New MS Property Records tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien lookups. A Mississippi-focused property records search platform now enables users to find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in MS can accelerate due diligence and closing timelines with centralized access to property records that previously required multiple county searches. Bookmark mississippi.propertychecker.com for your next transaction. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. Missing. Missing. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in MS. Read the source, http://missmovmocountycollector.com/realch.php. Mississippi Real Estate Heads, Mississippi Public Mississippi Records Online Directory. Mississippi Public Records, relevant to real estate professionals operating in MS. Read the source, publicrecords.netronline.com/state/MS. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. Jackson Planning and Development Department consolidates building permits, city services. The City of Jackson Department of Planning and Development has made building permits and all city services available on a single page, advancing inclusive planning for sustainable neighborhoods and equitable growth. Real estate professionals in MS can now streamline project workflows with simplified access to Jackson's permitting process and consolidated city services. Bookmark the new unified portal for faster permit applications and city service access. http://jacksonms.gov/government/cities-department/planning-and-development/office-code-services/live-building-permit/. Mississippi Real Estate Updates. ProntoWeb Real Property Tax Inquiry Portal available for MS Real Estate Pros. ProntoWeb offers a real property tax inquiry system where users can view receipts after entering their information, with browser cache clearing available if needed. MS real estate professionals can quickly verify property tax payment status and generate receipts for transactions, due diligence, and client closings. Access the portal at htpdsm.m/customer-portal. Clear your browser cache if receipts fail to display. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, 4 documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent 2 annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.